once upon a time, in the magical land of Equestria. There were two regal sisters who ruled together and created harmony for all the land. The younger sister became resentful. The bitterness in the young one's heart had transformed her into a wicked mare of darkness, Nightmare Moon. She vowed that she would shroud the land in eternal night. Reluctantly, the elder sister harnessed the most powerful magic known to Ponyum, the Elements of Harmony.
I know I've heard of those before. Take a note, please, to the princess. Something really bad is about to happen.
My dearest, most faithful student, Twilight, meet some friends.
Oh. I'm Applejack, your Rainbow Dash. Me, one and only. My rarities are a talent.
I'm Fluttershy.
Hi, I'm Twinkie Pie, and I threw this party just for you. And I know who you are. You're the Mare in the Moon, Nightmare Moon. Nighttime forever? Honesty, kindness, laughter, generosity, loyalty, magic.
And I knew it was you who had the magic inside. But you could not unleash it until you let a true friendship into your heart.
Hey! You know what this calls for? A party!
Hear ye, hear ye. Her Grand Royal Highness, Princess Celestia of Equestria, is pleased to announce the Grand Galloping Gala to be held in the magnificent capital city of Canterlot on the 21st day of... Look! Two tickets!
Do you have any idea how much business I can drum up for Sweet Athletus?
This could be my one chance to show him my stuff. I've always, always, always wanted to go! It's where I truly belong. The wondrous private gated garden that surrounds the dance.
I will be returning both tickets to the Grand Galloping Gala.
What?
If my friends can't all go, I don't want to go either.
My faithful student, Twilight, why didn't you just say so in the first place? Six tickets to the Grand Galloping Gala!
Now we can all go!
Trees this apple buck season all by myself.
It is my privilege to give the prize Pony of Ponyville Award to our beloved guest of honor, Applejack.
Yeah! I should really get back to work. But there's no way you can do it all on your own. Is that a challenge?
I harvested the entire sweet apple acres without your help.
How'd you like them apples?
Them apples.
What happened? Okay, Twilight, I could really use your help. I was acting a bit stubborn.
A bit?
Okay, a mite stubborn. And I'm awful sorry. Now, I know the town gave me the prize pony award, but the real award is having you five as my friends. I didn't take you for a prankster, Pinkie Pie.
Are you kidding? I love to pull pranks. It's all just in good fun.
Morning, Pinks. Gilda, this is my gal pal, Pinkie Pie.
Hey, what's up? Dash doesn't need to hang with people like you. So make like a bee.
Buzz off! Why don't you just watch where you're going, Pinkie? This calls for extreme measures! pranks at this party. So I guess I'm Queen Lamo. This is not how I thought my old friends would treat my new friends. If being cool is all you care about, maybe you should go find some new cool friends someplace else.
Haven't you heard? There is a new unicorn in town!
Being talented, is there?
Well, well, well. It seems we have some naysayers in the audience.
The great and powerful Trix Fame, the Earth of Nations, and sent it back to its cave, deep within the ever-free forest. I just made the whole story up to make it look better.
Is that what I think it is?
Majorly.
Heavens to Betsy! We knew you had ability, but not that much.
I'm sorry. Please, please don't hate me.
Hate you?
Why, whatever do you mean, darling? I was so afraid of being thought of as a show-off that I was hiding a part of who I am.
Smoke is spreading over all of Equestria. It's coming from a dragon.
Dragon?
Encourage him to take a nap somewhere else. Let's go!
Let's not.
Your way with wild animals will surely come in handy.
I'm scared of dragons. Spike is a dragon. You're not scared of him.
Yes, because he's not a huge, gigantic, terrifying, enormous, teeth-gnashing, sharp-scale-having, horn-wearing, smoke-snoring, could-eat-a-pony in one bite, totally all-grown-up dragon.
So much for persuading him.
How dare you?
How dare you?
Listen here, mister. Just because you're big doesn't mean you get to be a bully. You may have huge teeth and sharp scales, but you do not hurt my friend. What do you have to say for yourself? No need to cry. You're not a bad dragon. You just made a bad decision.
Never lose faith in your friends. They can be an amazing source of strength and can help you overcome even your greatest fears.
They accidentally skipped a scheduled sprinkle last week, so we need a doozy of a downpour to make up for it is all.
I'd prefer not to get my hooves muddy.
Gah, there is just no pleasing you, is there?
Come inside, girls, quick!
We'll have a slumber party!
I can't possibly stay here all night with Applejack.
If I gotta spend one more second with that fuss budget rarity today, I can't be held responsible for what I'm gonna do.
Some pony could stand to pay a little more attention to detail.
Some pony ought to quit with her fussing so the rest of us can get things done.
Both of you, you've ruined my very first slumber party. I mean, is there anything else that could possibly go wrong?
Your help. Let's do this.
Sorry for being such a pain in the patootie.
Oh no, I'm sure I was much worse.
I declare my first slumber party a success.
What? Where is everypony?
Twilight!
Did you see Zecora?
What are you all doing here in the dark?
We're hiding from her.
She's mysterious, sinister, and spooky.
She lives in the Everfree Forest.
But how is any of this bad? She's a zebra.
She's an evil enchantress and she does evil dances.
Hey, where's Apple Bloom?
Beware!
I don't want to talk about it.
Scary looking masks, confusing incantations, and a great big bubbling cauldron? Where is Apple Bloom? Oh, Twyla, it was a warning about that blue plant.
I'm so sorry, Zora. Someone may look unusual, or funny, or scary, but you have to look past that and learn who they are inside.
Friends.
I challenge you to an Iron Pony competition.
See, we've set up a bunch of events to decide which one.